what I can say with complete confidence is that indeed there are secret underground facilities, and information that I've been getting indicates that they're undersea facilities and bases as well.
Now, when you say, though, let me ask you this real fast.
Yes.
When you say undersea, are you saying there's like a bubble over whatever this is?
I mean down in the bedrock beneath the sea floor.
Oh, my God. You mean underneath the sea floor of the ocean there are other bases?
That's the information I'm getting, both from documents that I've gotten from open sources. I don't have any classified documents. I do have some that have been declassified, or what archivists would call sanitized.
How would they build something like that?
Well, the technology, you mean down under the seafloor?
Under the seafloor, yeah.
Well, the technology for doing that has been around for the better part of half a century. From my reading of the documentation from the United States Navy, by the way, but way back in the mid-1960s, 40 years ago, there are three ways at least that can be done. Number one, you have to understand that the drilling equipment and technology that the petroleum industry has is extremely powerful and extremely sophisticated and very large. If you're not around that kind of thing, you don't understand how huge these drilling rigs are, how powerful they are, the exquisite control they have, thanks to modern electronic technology, guidance mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
and digital technology, and how deeply they can go, and the size of the holes they can make. It's mind-bending. It's just astonishing. So one of the ways to do it, and I'm not saying the petroleum industry necessarily does this, I'm saying their technology, whether or not they would be directly involved, could be used to do this. You bore a hole in the seafloor, making a diameter 5, 10, 15, 20 feet, whatever you want the diameter of the borehole to be. You sink it down maybe 50 or 100 feet, and then you bring in...
Now, it would fill up with water, obviously.
Well, there would be water down there because the ocean is full of water, but that's not a problem. What you would do then is bring in a huge cylinder, huge steel cylinder, probably stainless steel, because it wouldn't corrode in the seawater, with thick walls. And this is well within the capacity of heavy industry to make. They make big cylinders like this all the time for a wide variety of uses. But this cylinder would have an airlock on the end. You follow me?
All right.
So you would then, using huge winches, lower this thing down in there and fit it into the hull, and then cement it into the hull with special quick-setting cement or grout that works well underwater. And once you have that thing cemented in there very tightly, what you would do is put men and drilling equipment through that airlock. And you would dewater. Well, you wouldn't have to dewater it because you would pump the water out before you put the men in, using valves that would already be built into the cylinder. Then you would put men and equipment through that airlock, and the first couple of guys you would put through would be crackerjack mechanics. Now, we all know people who are really good with machinery. You give them a set of wrenches and some tools, and we've all known guys who just tinker with cars, and they're good at it.
Yeah.
Well, some people are just mechanical geniuses. It comes to them naturally. You would put a handful of guys like that in this big thing, and then put sub-assemblies of boring machinery or excavating machinery in there with them. They'd bolt this stuff back together, and off they would go, enlarging.
It's like an undersea space station, basically.
That's what it would be, yes. And the machinery for doing this has been around since, at least since the 1960s, if not the 1950s. And the information I get indicates that this has been done. I might add, George, that many, many UFOs have been seen coming and going from seas and oceans all over this planet.
That is true.